97.9 The Heel, Aaron Keck here with you in the studio, joined by Victor Lewis with our trends for the day. Good morning.
Good morning. Time to talk about restaurants, and for me to throw a whole lot of numbers at you at once because they are all relevant for what we're about to talk about. So, in the United States, 12% of restaurants serve what can be classified as Asian food. That already feels pretty low to me, just 12%.
It also feels pretty judgy. Like, what can be classified as Asian food if you have no standards?
You only feel that way because you know me, and you know that I would say some junk like that. I'm simply using it as a categorization.
This adobo-flavored wasabi.
You're such a jerk, man. Anyway. Of the 12% of overall restaurants serving Asian food, so that's 12% overall. 39% of that 12% serve Chinese food, 28% serve Japanese food, 11% serve Thai, and only 7% of these Asian restaurants are Indian, with another 7% Vietnamese and 6% Korean food. And yo, man, that is some crazy statistics for somebody that lives around here.
Yeah.
The real trending part of this is that I cannot throw a rock in the triangle without hitting at least two Indian restaurants that I go to like twice a month because they are fantastic.
I didn't
know we were so blessed.
Well, I mean, it's the triangle. This is like one of the best food scenes in the country per capita, I think, to be honest. So we are blessed. I never had Indian food until I got to grad school.
Really?
Yeah, grew up in Michigan. Like, Indian food was, like, it existed, but it wasn't, like, a thing in the same way that Chinese food was ubiquitous at the time. Indian food just wasn't. And then I went to grad school in New Jersey, had Indian food for the first time, and I was like, wow, where have you been all my life?
I mean, I'm just glad that I've had long-term exposure to it because you can curry just about anything. So when my folks would make meals, you would have a decent chance of we put a bunch of stuff in a giant pot and then added some curry paste to it. Here you go.
I feel like these numbers seem odd at first glance, and you have to think about it in order to break them down. Like, that seems really high for Japanese food until you think about the fact that pretty much any sushi place is going to be classified as Japanese food, so that's going to increase the number quite a bit.
And I feel like there's a bunch of sushi places.
Yeah. Well, that's why it's almost as high as the number for Chinese food.
But still, just 12% overall, which makes me kind of wonder. I want to know
that I can see, because that's like 1 in 7-ish or 1 in 8, I guess, restaurants are Asian of some kind. And I mean, think about just the restaurant scene in the triangle. That seems about right. Like 1 in 8 can be classified as an Asian restaurant of some kind.
I'm literally Googling right now what percentage of U.S. restaurants are Denny's. And I really
probably lower now than it was a few years ago.
I did not get a concise result on my immediate Google, but it looks like Denny's operates 1,700 restaurants, which is a lot of Denny's.
Yes, and probably way less than 12%, because you think, I mean, does this also include fast food? I imagine it does, because a lot of Chinese places and Japanese places are fast food.
It's coming from the Pew Research Center, so I would imagine that it's pretty thorough.
All the McDonald's, all the Starbuckses, like all of these restaurants,
all the Starbuckses
are included in the number, but they're not Asian, so that's going to bring down the percentage too.
Man, just
this is an interesting statistic. I like this.
I thought it was fun, especially considering that just seems low for Indian restaurants per capita.
The fact that Indian and Vietnamese are tied is surprising to me. I would have thought more
that
Indian
stuff that
less
I've
Vietnamese.
Seen far, far less.
Yeah.
But other restaurant things that is actually kind of what brought me to this, because I read a cool article in the New York Times about how QR code menus are just entirely going out of style, which is something that I am super down for. I find the QR code menus to be frustrating at best. And it looks like, according to Must Have Menus, which is a menu management software serving most restaurants using QR coded menus, roughly 75% of existing QR code menus are dormant, getting less than 90 views a year. And half of QR menus get less than 5 views a year.
I imagine that.
Overall.
For sure the case. Because most people go into a restaurant, they don't want the QR code. They just want the paper menu. Oh, sure, we have a paper menu. Here you go. And
so
no one uses the QR code.
only exception to this are QR menus like the one at Franklin Motors, where you directly make your order after scanning
Bar
the menu.
Bar Taco, same thing.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Those are the exception. Those are functional and actually have grown in popularity about 35% in 2022.
Back to Indian food being only 7% of Asian restaurants. I don't want to ruin Indian food. I feel like I'm about to. Is there a fast food Indian chain in the U.S.? Because I was trying to think earlier about, like, what's the next big thing going to be in fast food? It's like there's fast food deli with Schlotzky's. There's fast food Italian with Fazoli's. Like, there's a lot of different genres of food that have a fast food equivalent. I don't know if there's a fast food Indian place.
So a lot of Indian food lends itself really well to the street food scene, which sets itself up in franchises and food halls and other upscale fast food. Yeah, you can
fast food chicken masala real easy.
Yeah, I know of only one Indian fast food chain. It's in California.
Right.
And I want you to name an Indian fast food restaurant right now.
Raja's.
Raja's?
Yeah.
You're missing the obvious name that's already taken by this one. Curry Up. Which is a slam dunk of a fast food name.
I mean, if it's Curry Up, it's probably more of a three-pointer.
Oh, Lord.